This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Item number one. Indians from the country of India fixated on world records for some reason
or another. Yes.
And maybe it's because they're so population dense, you're just looking for a way to stand out from everybody else. I don't know. Just an observation from doing this for years and years.
One in a million kind of guy. There's still 100 million more of you out there.
Exactly.
If you're in India. Yeah.
That's not going to amount to much. So. They are proud to announce another world record. We are pleased to announce that the world's largest passenger elevator is in India. It's the world's largest passenger elevator. I wouldn't have brought this story, and I'll probably not be able to do it justice by trying to describe it. They've built an elevator. I don't know if it serves any practical purpose. It's attached to a building. The elevator will hold 235 people at the same time.
Well, that sounds completely safe.
This is basically a room that will move from floor to floor. It is incredible, and I am with you. Really?
Yeah.
And we needed this because...
Well, there's people over there that got to get from floor to floor.
It's the world's largest.
Does it say how far it goes up and down? Is it?
No.
So it might only go one floor, but it's an elevator and it counts.
Yeah. It's supported by 9 steel cables. It weighs 16 tons on its own and can hold 235 people. Did you just look it up?
I tried to, but there's no good picture of it.
Oh, really?
And Rick, you say it's on cables, not hydraulics.
Yeah, well, I don't know how they... Yeah, ours are hydraulic out there.
Yeah, so they're not going to go flying to the ground.
The world's largest passenger elevator features a unique 4-panel glass door, glass walls that offer panoramic views, a crystal-studded ceiling, five floors.
Okay.
It travels between 5 floors. The record-breaking elevator also features 2 comfortable sofas for passengers to rest on while they arrive.
This is now I'm thinking this is brilliant.
Because, it's an amusement, but
this is brilliant. It holds a record. Yeah. It's probably going to hold that record for a very long time, if maybe forever.
Right.
If you're trying to find a nice place to get married over in India that's special and different.
Yeah. Right.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Venue.
That's not a bad idea.
You know when you're at the back of an elevator and you have to get off on your floor?
Right. Yes. And you're hoping that everybody...
Imagine being number 235.
back there. Yeah.
In the back corner.
Excuse me. This is my floor. This is my floor.
Then
shoot.
That bitch is close enough. You're going to 5 no matter what you want. Shunk. Oh, my God. All right. Good call, man. That's item one. Let's do item two now. All right. Here we go. You know, it's too bad that we know our scope of geography is so limited that we just lump all of Africa together. It's like, oh, Africa. Like, there's no diversity or differences. There's a million little countries over there.
Sure.
So... The Lion King took place where?
Africa.
Oh, okay. It took, North America. Name a continent. That's really what you're doing here.
Yeah.
Authorities now have a problem in the African nation of Sierra Leone. A drug dubbed Kush, K-U-S-H. It's called the zombie drug. And it's made from a variety of toxic substances, but one of its main ingredients are ground up human bones.
Oh, no.
They'd like you to stop that.
Well, 60% of the time.
Oh, yeah.
It works every time.
Bit's a real panther. The narcotic first emerged in the West African country around 6 years ago. produces a hypnotic high which can last for several hours. It's a widespread problem. Dealers reportedly now have turned into grave robbers, breaking into thousands of family tombs and plots to steal skeletons to keep up with demand.
That's awful.
We have to pummel skeletons with like a mortar and pestle. We got to powderize.
Wow. That's awful.
Yeah, that's why they're putting out the alert.
Well, I can tell you right now, if after I die, this happened to me,
right,
and somebody tried to get high on my bones, the only thing that would happen is, well, actually, you wouldn't get high. You just have this incredible urge to try to save money.
And maybe, I don't know, a testosterone-induced erection from time to time.
Yeah, that's about it.
A little bit of the extra juice. A little something I left over. And finally this. This is story of the day right here. Follow-up file for us. We did the original story on this. From Ada, Oklahoma. A man there who told investigators that he killed his friend on a fishing trip because he thought his friend was summoning Bigfoot to kill him. So he killed the buddy first.
Yeah, that's self-defense.
That man was convicted on Wednesday this week.
That's reasoning, though. That's solid reasoning.
55-year-old Larry Sanders is guilty of murdering his buddy Jimmy. According to closing arguments, both prosecutors and defense attorneys agreed that Larry unlawfully killed Jimmy, but thought that a first-degree murder conviction required proof of malice and forethought, like you planned or you laid in wait,
right,
or you know. This is in the moment.
Heat in the moment type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a first-degree murder case in Oklahoma, as in many other states, you have an element of malice aforethought, meaning that you have to have specific intent to cause the death of another person. We were able to prove that Larry caused the death, and the issue of malice and forethought was what the case truly hinged on. They didn't find that. Sanders claimed to have seen a 12-foot-tall Bigfoot downstream, and he thought his buddy was calling it into their boat to kill him. I know.
Drinking? What was happening?
Has he been to Sierra Leone recently? Because he is higher than hell, this guy. What a vision you just had.
Is it like a duck whistle that you did?
Is there a Bigfoot call? Maybe one of those, what was the ink and death whistle? Where the skull? And
The Aztec death whistle.
Aztec, yes, thank you. Larry said that his buddy pointed out a fish to him, and he was telling him to get that fish. And he said, he told him, I don't want that fish, but he kept telling him to get the fish. I don't even know where this is going. He told the courtroom that he began to feel suspicious and believed that Jimmy was planning on drowning him. That's why he wanted to reach down and grab that fish, and then floating his body downstream to feed it to that Bigfoot.
Hey, a Bigfoot's got to eat.
Who are these people?
They got to feed.
Yeah.
Defense team argued that Larry strangled Jimmy. He was simply trying to take control of the situation, not to kill Jimmy. I didn't mean to strangle him to death. I just need him to stop this trying to make me Bigfoot food.
Sounds like mental defect, does it not?
Yeah.
I think you got to get Bigfoot in to testify as a witness.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And in a prosecutorial-like moment, in the closing arguments, the prosecutor told the jury, there are monsters in Oklahoma, but that's not Bigfoot. It's Larry. Dun, dun, dun. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why it is.
Stupid news.